You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yesterday we had something that was just it was a minor little conversation. The next thing you knew, it kind of bloomed into this big thing because listener Rachel sent us a text message. We were talking about, you know, do you have requirements when you're dating? And do you have like a list, like two or three or four things? And Rachel wrote to us, said, I have 46 boxes that they have to tick.
Yep.
And then we said, well, by golly, call us. We need to talk about this. And hey, to her credit, she did. She was a great phone call. And she sent us her list of the 46 things.
We went through most of them on there.
And I got to say, it was interesting. We wanted to talk a little bit more this morning about how many requirements do you have when dating? And there were some funny, you know, responses from some people that, hey, the older I get, you know, the more that list shrinks.
Yeah.
So that, you know, eventually it's just anybody with a pulse, I guess.
You become less picky for sure as you get older.
Anybody whose body temperature is at least 97 degrees. That's what you'll do. Then we get this note from listener Amy. And she said she came up with 50 questions to ask a potential partner. So that's a little bit of it. That's a little different here. So it's not like a checkbox list that these people had to have, like how tall are they? How much money do they make? Do they have a steady job? All of that. These are actually questions that she wants to ask, and it's 50 questions. And as I went through them, I'm like, what are you really? Some of these are so good that I love them. And then others that are on the list, I scratch my head because I'm like, what do you get out of knowing that about somebody?
Okay. Well, do you have
right?
the list?
Now, let me give you examples. It's on the text thing from yesterday. Amy, you could find it. But she says, like, one of her questions is, are you a planner or a procrastinator? Which is probably good to know. She says,
so.
What about me do you like? What are you not so sure about?
I like that.
Interesting question.
What are your hesitations?
Right?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. But then I go all the way up to the top, and her very first question is, what's your favorite color? Now, I see that, and I'm like, well.
That's the icebreaker.
Maybe that's what that is.
It's the icebreaker.
Because that doesn't do anything for anybody.
Well, you need to know if they have colorful, beautiful walls at home or if they're just a white wall person. That's very important.
And then some of these nights, she's like, when's the last time you cried and why? I guess. Something like favorite song, favorite.
I mean, we've asked that question on the show.
What's the worst trouble you've ever been in?
I like that. Get a story out of it.
What's your answer to that?
Me?
Yeah. What's the worst trouble you've ever got?
I'm a good boy. I'm a very, very good boy. Speeding tickets? Maybe the time when I was a kid and I ruined my parents' hardwood floors with a hammer? I've told that story before. Where they just put in brand new hardwood floors and I was spinning a hammer up in the air and catching it by the handle. But I kept missing and it kept hitting the floor and it put little half moon divots, hundreds of them, in the brand new hardwood floors.
Right.
I was in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. You know, this could also apply to at work. It doesn't even have to be like trouble with your parents. It could be what's the biggest trouble you got in either with the law or work. Anyway, it's kind of interesting. Then she asks stuff, you know, hey, do you go to church? Are you religious or spiritual or neither? I get that, too, wanting to know that.
Sure. That answers some questions.
There was a pseudo-budding relationship that I had many years ago that ended because of that. She was asking me questions about, you know, my religious beliefs. And although we seem to be suited in so many ways, she said, I've got to be with someone who has exactly my religious beliefs.
Deal breaker.
Yeah, and I thought that was a shame because I don't feel like that's the most. Do you feel like that's the most important thing?
It would probably be. It'd be important, and you know, I feel like Nick Nack and I align with that, and it makes life just a little bit easier. So yeah, how about number 28? Do you still have your tonsils? What's that one all about?
Is that just another icebreaker?
It might be. Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't.
Then it can lead into
someone,
surgeries. It can lead into other things you've had done. What would you do with $1 million? Is on the list. That's kind of cute.
Donuts or ice cream?
Donuts.
What do you get out of that?
Donuts.
I don't care.
That's cutesy. That's a cutesy question. That leads to a little bit of laughter at the table. I'm all right with that. Phobias.
Phobias.
All
right. So now that we've got Rachel's list of requirements and we've got Amy's list of questions that she asks, what we're asking Dom and Jeremy listeners this morning is, how many requirements do you have when you're looking for the one? Do you only have two or three things, or are you like Rachel, you have 46 things? Mm-hmm. Somebody else told us yesterday they had 80, right?
Gosh, it's two. It's just too
I think
many
Rachel
at
said
some
she
point.
Wanted 80 or 100, and she ended up with 46.
Brad wrote in, simple as dog or cat person. Cat person's a deal breaker to Brad. Texting in right now. Okay. Really, Brad? Like, you find the woman of your dreams, successful, intelligent, beautiful, and you go into her house and she's got a cat, and you're like, Brad's out.
Brad's one of those guys who's intimidated by cats.
Brad
so that's
is
all right,
out.
Brad. You can be afraid and intimidated. That's fine. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. And isn't it interesting what becomes a deal breaker for people?
Yeah.
And it's something I think I mentioned on the show yesterday. This explains why so many people go, ugh, it's so hard to meet anyone. Ugh.
It's because you're picky. You're stuck in your ways.
So picky.
Loosen
and
up.
And you're putting some things at as so important that when you live life with another human being are not that important.
Yeah, and your views will morph and change. And just give them, it's the whole give them a chance.
And
give somebody a chance.
And I do believe that as you age, you start to realize that, which is why people's list of requirements shrinks.
Yep.
Because they realize, dog person, cat person is not really that important unless they've got 22 dogs.
I mean, the correct answer to that is no pets. So you can just travel and not
truth.
Have to worry about pet sitting.
Hashtag
that's the correct answer in that
truth.
Scenario.
Hashtag true.
No pets.
Matt from Thornton, where they eat their dead, wrote in and said, the only requirements I have are religion and politics. If we're polar opposites on either, it's just not going to work. I don't understand that personally. But Matt's got to be Matt and do what
digging
works for him.
Digging in his heels, all right.
I would never, ever care if someone was either religious, spiritual slash, or politically opposite. Why do I care?
Just cancel their vote out and have some laughs about that. Be like, okay, I was just going to go cancel your vote out. How about that? Boom!
Yeah, it's like I told you about that friend of mine who will only have friends who believe exactly what she believes politically. She will not even be around anyone. And I can't imagine
fine.
Living life like that.
That's fine. At some point,
living
it might
in a
get
silo?
Too frustrating if you're constantly getting into arguments about things. I mean,
well, then just agree not to argue about it.
And then, yeah,
Gretchen
just don't bring
and I
that
do
up.
Not see eye to eye on probably half of political things. Half we kind of see agree with.
Yeah.
The other half we do not agree at all. We just don't talk about it.
Yeah, just move on. Just know that that's a hot button. Be mature.
Then we sit down and watch a show that we like. Everything's great. I cannot watch this show with you on the couch because I don't agree with you politically. I don't get that.
That is weird. Yeah. Angie wrote in and says, I'm looking for somebody with a robust immune system with a lot of energy. So tell me about your vitamin intake.
I'll give her a D for that. Really good.
John, looking for someone that desires structure, routine, balance, and maintenance of body, soul, and home. Dang, that's an intense want
list.
But that's well put.
That's very well put.
Maintenance of body, soul, and home.
Solid answer.
That's really good. Desiring structure, routine, and balance. That's good. Matt says, I just want somebody with paid off credit cards.
Yeah, okay.
And then Kim says, don't lie about who you are. I can accept a lot of personality differences and points of view as long as your words match your actions. Okay.
I don't understand.
And you have to like the color blue.
You know, I was thinking a little bit about Amy's list, too, and I'm just having a little bit of fun here, but just partly having fun. Personally, I would be turned off by someone asking me 50 questions.
Oh, see, and I would have the time of my life with this. I would love to sit there and
depends
just
on,
BS.
The ones that have a lot that you can have fun with, I think my list would be one, it would be, why you got to ask so many questions?
It's a kind of a cute back and forth, though. I think this would spur some laughter and some conversation.
Sure, and there is like little card games that you can play like this. That's
but you got to have it memorized. You can't sit there with it on your phone. I think you've got to have like 25 of these just memorized.
Well, wouldn't you want them to come up just kind of, you know, organically during conversation instead of, okay, sit down. Now here's question number 7.
If they sounded like that, no, I wouldn't want to do it.
And you know the people who, like, if somebody, we were talking yesterday about Rachel's list of 46 requests. She has to, this person had to tick off, that didn't sound right. They had to tick all the boxes, all 46 of them. And so we asked her, what if this, you meet somebody who's great and they tick 42 of the 46 boxes? She said no.
Yeah, she had to do all of them.
Done.
But then again, she found the guy that did.
We think.
They were getting engaged. They were getting married.
Because we were wondering how many of the things he just lied about just to, you know, because he's a desperate dude, you know? And he's like,
but she said she flushed all that out. She said she flushed out the answers and, you know, they all matched up.
I'm not saying this about Rachel. I'm just saying about this and the subject in general. That to me, if you've got a list of, let's say, 10, and if somebody does not tick all 10 boxes and you say no, I was thinking about this last night as I was lying in bed. And I thought, it's not unlike people who give 1-star reviews for something because not everything is perfect, right? They won't do 3 or 4 stars. If one little thing at the restaurant isn't perfect for them, it's automatically 1 star. And I can't stand 1-star people. That would tick a box for me. If you're a 1-star review person for everything that doesn't go perfectly your way, I'm like, you're too hard. So I think dating is the same way. Some people are, if a person doesn't tick all 46 boxes, then they are flawed and I can't be with them.
Yeah, you might. That sounds completely legit.
That's a great point of view. They're 1-star people, mm-hmm. right? So everything has to be perfect. And that's really hard to find.
It is very hard to find.
Because what if there was a 47th question on Rachel's list, and this is just hypothetical, and again, thank you to Rachel. I loved her list, and I love talking to her. She's a great person. But what if there was a 47th thing that she didn't ask that was, like, horrific? You know?
Have you been in prison or something? Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't like,
you ever killed a man?
You know, have you in your past had, you know, been a pedophile? You know, it's like, what if something comes up that's really big? It's like, oh, well, now you've got 46 that are perfect, but there's one
missed
more
one
that you missed.
Well, then she'll learn from that, and then she'll dump this guy and add it to her new list, I guess. Because she originally came up with this 46 because of previous relationships.
Right. She's
learning.
You know what I loved about her requirements? And this is going to sound so weird to so many people, and maybe to you. But she had on there as a requirement that they must be divorced. And I personally loved that. I thought that's really cool because she wants somebody who has been through the same kind of heartbreak and trauma that she has been through so they can understand it. And I thought that's really interesting.
It's very mature, isn't it?
Well, I think it's just interesting because there are a lot of people who would do the exact opposite. I can't be with someone who's divorced. And she's like, no, I want them to be divorced.
Been there, done that. We can relate.
Yeah, they've mm-hmm. got some history. And they've learned from it. And they've rebounded from it. Mm. This is good stuff, man. And, you know, the text messages continue to pour in from people with some really interesting thoughts. Some of these we can't read. hold on. This one might be good. Hold on. Let's see. Julie says, after a few bad dates, I made a list, and I implemented a no dating ban for myself. I was 20. Okay, she goes on. The list was ridiculous. Some things were awesome. Some were totally bizarre or unrealistic. I don't even remember what was on it, but I do recall that a great big laugh was at the top. She's got a ring. She goes, I finally tore up the list. That's right. I think that's what happens is that people go through a bad spell, and so they end up, what do? They create a list. Okay, moving forward, this is what I'm going to have, this is what I want for me, blah, blah, blah. And then when you go through real life for about a year, 2, 4, you're like, okay, and you take
list
the list.
Doesn't matter. Shred it up. Slide it in the shredder.
Tear it up. Ah, good for you, Julie.